Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of e-commerce and dropshipping podcast that delves into the world of online business and entrepreneurship. I'm your host Adil, and today we have an intriguing topic that many aspiring and seasoned dropshippers grapple with: the dilemma of dropshipping problem-solving products versus evergreen products. Which approach is better for your e-commerce venture? Let's dive into it. So, before we jump into the debate, let's quickly define our terms. Evergreen products are those timeless items that maintain consistent demand regarding of trends or seasons. Think of basic necessities like kitchen stuff or classic fashion pieces. On the other hand, we have problem-solving products. Our items, for example, that are designed to address a specific issue or need, often linked to current trends or problems in society. Now, let's discuss the advantages and disadvantages of each strategy and see what's best for your own e-commerce dropshipping business. So first up, let's talk about the allure of dropshipping problem-solving products. One of the main advantages is the potential for high profit margins, since these products often cater to a niche or niche market with specific needs. Customers may be willing to pay a premium for a solution. This can lead to a substantial profits if you're able to identify and tap into a trending product, for example. However, the downside of problem-solving product lies in the temporal nature, meaning like they're kind of temporary, or you can just use them during seasons. So, for example, trends come and go, as you know, and what's hot today might be forgotten tomorrow. This creates a constant need for finding the next big thing, which can be very, very exhausting and risky, because you have to go out there again and start searching for a new product that's, you know, going to work for your dropshipping business, and you start all over again, testing new different strategies for your advertising campaigns through TikTok, Facebook, and trying to find the right angle for your marketing campaign. And there's a whole bunch of things that you have to go through, you know, to find that winning product. And again, it's very exhausting and risky. Now let's shift our focus to evergreen products. The stability and the consistent demand associated with these items can provide a more reliable income stream. People will always need certain products, and by selling evergreen items, you are not as dependent on fleeting trends. However, the challenge here lies in standing out. Obviously, with evergreen products, competition can be fierce, can be very, very challenging. It's essential to find a unique angle, whether it's through superior quality, exceptional products, or offering great customer service, or having creative marketing strategies put in place to outcompete your competition and, you know, outbid every person that's trying to, you know, compete with you on your, obviously on Facebook ads or again, like, as you know, there's a bunch of dropshippers out there that will rip off your video creatives and steal it and use it for their own good. So you have to know how to differentiate yourself and don't let the competitors or newbies steal your content and use it for their own and start competing with you. So the verdict now is, what should you focus on? Should you focus on problem-solving products or evergreen products? This is very, very tricky, because I see this happen time and time again with new dropshippers people that are trying to start their own e-commerce dropshipping business from scratch. They kind of don't know what to focus on. Should I focus on problem-solving products or evergreen products? And some don't even know the difference between those two particular products. And this is key to your dropshipping success. You have to know what kind of products are you going to focus on. The truth is, there is no one-size-fits-all answer here. The best approach often lies in finding balance between the two, combining evergreen products with occasional trend-focused offerings. Let me give you an example. So if you can create a diversified product portfolio, then you might be able to maintain that revenue of, you know, with your dropshipping brand, but it's still very tricky. For example, what I do myself, or how I teach my students, is to focus on one product. We build a one product store, we turn it into a brand. So that's what I call it, a branded dropshipping business. We don't just like to have those, you know, stores with bunch of products in them and just keep testing different products, whether that's problem solving products or evergreen products. It's very important to know how to differentiate yourself and build high quality websites, have a highly optimized websites. Your store has to look immaculate. It has to look really, really good. Not like the other newbies or the other dropshippers who have these scammy looking websites. That's, you know, obviously customers are not going to buy from them, and they're wondering why are they're not making sales. Of course, you can make a sale here and there, but you have to have a website that looks like a brand, stand out. We have ways where we have our, you know, private agents, and we have our own fulfillment warehouses in China and Singapore where we help our students ship the products directly, and it takes between 5 to 7 days. And again, we don't dropship from AliExpress or, you know, any other platform. We have our own agents that do the work for me and for my students as well, because this is key. If you have a system put in place, you know, systems and processes in place, and have a team that can help you, it doesn't matter if you're only just starting or if you're already making 6-7 figures with your own dropshipping store. Having a good system in place will really help you scale further, and your focus should be on customer service, you know, providing high quality products to your clients, and customer service, and have great ad campaigns or organic, focus on organic traffic through TikTok and Instagram Reels. This is how we do it. So this is important. Sorry, I went off the topic a little bit. Let's just go back. So let's just go back and tell you that there is no one-size-fits-all answer here, okay? So again, the best approach often lies in finding a balance between the two. So combining evergreen products with occasional trend-focused offerings. And this can create a diversified product portfolio, as I said. So this way, you can enjoy the stability for consistent sales while capitalizing on lucrative trends when they arise. I don't like to focus on trendy products again, because this is a very complex way of looking at problem solving products and evergreen products. You have to stay away from trendy products, because they'll end up getting, you know, not lasting forever. Okay, this is key as well. So you have to find that, you know, the right product for your store. And this is key. So you don't want to be just focused on what's trendy right now and whatnot. Okay, so before we conclude, let's just understand that it's much, much better to focus on evergreen products. I personally like to focus on beauty products or, you know, health products. Again, this is a whole different topic that we can go into it in the next episode, but try to focus on the beauty products because they are very lucrative. And if you can build a brand around them, you can build a dropshipping brand around beauty products, and it's very lucrative, and you can make significant amount of money from it. So, and there you have it. So I wanted this episode to be kind of short and sweet, and just to give you ideas about the difference between the evergreen products and problem solving products. So the ongoing debate between these two is kind of, I see all the time with the new dropshippers. So it's very important to do research and understand the difference between the two. Whichever path you choose, remember that the adaptability and a deep understanding of your target audience are the key to success with your own e-commerce dropshipping store. So understanding your target audience, what kind of products do they like, do a lot of research. You can't just do the, nothing is a guessing game here. Everything is a numbers game. Business is a numbers game. So focus on doing research and just do your numbers and do your due diligence to understand what your audience want and what kind of products you want to be selling. So yeah, once again, I hope you've enjoyed this short episode. I wanted to add some as much value as possible, and I hope this episode helps. So if you have any questions, as always, get in touch with me on Instagram, send me a DM, and I'm more than happy to answer any of your questions in regards to dropshipping and e-commerce in general. So if you would like to get in touch with me on Instagram, there'll be a link down below. Just click on it and then let's get in touch. Follow me there. Every now and then I'll be posting about new updates in regards to e-commerce and dropshipping and you know, Facebook ads, TikTok ads, and all of that good stuff. So one more time, again, thank you so much for giving me your ear, for being here, for listening as always. And if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to subscribe, just like it, share it with your friends, people that are trying to start an e-commerce business. And yeah, so happy selling, and I'll see you on the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.